Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
You know, every once in a while I get a chance to chat for a few minutes with our engineers, and I just love that opportunity, and it happens, you know, a couple times a week, and when both of us have a couple minutes just before the broadcast starts. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. John's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. Katie Singer's with us, and this is episode 109 of Electromagnetic Radiation and Electrical Interference. Welcome, Katie.
Vincent.
Katie, your book, Electronic Silent Spring, is... An electronic silent spring is something that, when I read it, it just said, that's it. That's it. That's it. There goes the cell phone. I'm not doing it anymore, and I'm going to eliminate as much electromagnetic radiation as I can from our environment here at the farm and wherever I go. And, you know, I don't know if I told you this, Katie, but before we bought this particular farm, Mrs. Finelli and I were in the car and in the truck, and we drove about 20,000 miles all over the country, you know, looking at maps and driving and actually looking at the topography, the wires, the cell phone towers, the power substations, and so forth. And we looked at, you know, where the nuclear reactors were and where there was air pollution and water pollution and electromagnetic pollution and so forth. And we settled on this farm because there's not much of any of those things right here. And I was thinking about three classes I did about electromagnetic radiation. And I talked about cell phones, and I talked about, you know, how we could have some freedom from electromagnetic radiation just by dumping our cell phones. I got to tell you that in three seminars in three separate states over the last, you know, several weeks, Indianapolis, North Carolina, Fletcher, North Carolina, and Springfield, Missouri, no one who knows of the dangers, as I explain them, they all agree that yeah, they're dangerous. And yeah, you know, microwaves can cook a hot dog. And you can cook a hot dog quickly or slowly, depending on how much electromagnetic radiation you apply to it. No one, not one person, is willing to dump his or her cell phone. I found that fascinating.
What do you make of it? Like, what do you think keeps people from quitting?
Well, I kind of find it similar in some respects to smoking. I mean, is there anyone that says, no, look, I really smoke because I feel stronger, I have greater respiration, I can run the 100-yard dash faster? I mean, nobody says those kinds of things. Anyone who smokes would, you know, if you say, you know, smoking, and they go, yeah, I know.
But
smoking.
Wait. And I'm playing devil's advocate here, because the truth is I have never owned a cell phone. But my what I understand is that if you do have a cell phone, you've got a lot of advantages in your hand. You can make phone calls and receive phone calls and text messages pretty much at any time of day, anywhere you are, and you can function much more efficiently in this society. If you've got a job, you can do a lot of things from the phone, regardless where you are. So I'm playing devil's advocate here, but as opposed to smoking, which basically gives you something to do with your mouth and your hand that is more socially acceptable than, it was relatively socially acceptable for a long time. With a cell phone, a lot of people, number one, have no idea that there are any dangers involved, because why would anybody manufacture something that hadn't been proven completely safe? And why would they be allowed to sell something that hadn't been proven completely safe? And look at all the cool things that a phone can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look at all the cool things you can do with Coca-Cola, right? And Pepsi-Cola.
Yeah.
And how safe is Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola? And, you know, we reported yesterday that there are over 180,000 deaths per year from sugar.
Yeah. Okay.
Just sugar, yeah.
But see,
well,
we're going...
I guess the point you're asking is, how do you weigh the advantages and disadvantages? There's no question that it sure is convenient to be in your car and be able to make a cell phone call. People do that all the time to me. They're in their car and they're bored, so they call me. Now, that helps alleviate some of their boredom, and maybe they actually have a couple things that are semi relevant to discuss at that time. But maybe, I would think most of it is, you know, idle chatter. You know, maybe they need some companionship.
Let me go with the, here's my first question for everyone in the audience. Do you think that wireless technologies like mobile phones and Wi-Fi are safe? So
well, the answer is
wait,
most
wait.
People.
Vincent, okay. You can only answer for yourself.
Oh, I thought you were asking me.
No, I said everybody in the audience.
There's going to be silence.
But you go ahead and say for yourself, because
okay.
We know that until you read that first chapter in An Electronic Silence Spring, you were one of the people who owned a phone and a cell phone. And so, you know, and you knew things, but it's like we're all subject to, we're seduced by the convenience and the what the technology can do. We love those things. We love those cool apps. And, yeah, we're all there and not really thinking, has this been proven safe? And we're trusting the FCC and the FDA and other agencies and the corporations that sell this stuff to us. We're trusting them to put only safe products on the market. Every one of us, including me, is guilty as charged of that, in my humble opinion. I've never had a cell phone, and I've never had Wi-Fi, but I subscribe to electrical service, and I have owned a cordless telephone in my time. Now I'm on a corded landline, but, yeah, I thought it was really cool that I could walk from one end of my house to another with a cordless telephone, and it never occurred to me that, you know, it was like having a private cell tower in my house blasting me with radio frequency radiation. That just didn't occur to me. I was mostly focused on what the thing could do.
Is there a question there for me?
Once you get to the place of answering that question, do you think wireless technologies are safe? And it sounds, I'm going to make an assumption that you've decided that they're not safe. Okay, so that's the major first step of recognizing that we've got a problem. Then what's possible for you? And I'm going to go, I guess I don't yet have a question for you particularly, Vincent, but another question that I have is, do you think they're safe for pregnant women and children? And before I go too much further, really what I'm talking about here is regulation. And regulation gets a bad rap. But you know what I've been thinking? When you tell your children, look both ways before you cross the street, that's a kind of regulation. You're saying, you know, I'm concerned about your safety, and so I'm going to give you a rule, look both ways before you cross the street, to protect your safety and your health and your life. We need better regulation. We need regulation, period, around electronics, and we don't have them. And given that we live in a country that doesn't have regulation, then what are your options? That's the question. It doesn't have regulation around electronics. We don't have regulation around electronic devices or delivery of electricity, all of those things. We do not have look both ways before you plug in the whatever in this mm-hmm. country.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you asked about pregnant women.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that my observations say that there are more birth defects, more problems with pregnancies than ever before. And when I ask myself, where do I think those are coming from? I would say air pollution, water pollution, and radio frequencies.
And pharmaceuticals.
Radiation. Yeah.
And pest. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And poisons, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And food.
I believe that. And genetically modified foods. There's so many. We're surrounded on 360 degrees.
Yeah.
So I believe all that. And, you know, if you go to a search engine and you type in ultrasound dangers, ultrasound space dangers, you'll find a lot of results, about 500,000 results, about the risks of ultrasound procedures during pregnancies. So there we have wavelengths that are dangerous, and they are frequencies above what we could hear. Above.
So here's my question when we come back from the break.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that pregnant women should limit their exposure, I want to know what the audience thinks they should do. What limits should they impose?
Okay, so you're asking for the audience to call in. And, class, you can do that. 866-582-9933.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Katie Singer's with us. And we're talking about electromagnetic radiation. Her website, electronicsilentspring.com. And her book is called An Electronic Silent Spring, and you can get it at amazon.com. I have a copy, and I think once you read it, your last cell phone call may be your last cell phone call. Katie, we're talking about pregnancy. We're talking about, are people interested in not continuing using their cell phone? And I'd love to hear from our audience, our class. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And so here's the question. If you use a cell phone, why? Are you willing to dump your cell phone?
I would can I add some questions there?
Sure.
I recognize that quitting a cell phone is extremely radical, and I'm interested in steps that people could take to limit their exposure to electromagnetic radiation, including if they keep their phone. So there are limits that people can take. There are steps people can take, such as you can turn your Wi-Fi off at night while you're sleeping for at least 12 hours. Turn it off at the router. You can not sleep with the phone near your head or an alarm clock near your head. These are ways that you can reduce your EMR exposure without drastically changing your lifestyle. And I recognize that quitting a cell phone is a drastic lifestyle change that not everybody might be willing to do cold turkey. But I think a lot of people, when they start taking these steps, which I consider small and significant, like turning your Wi-Fi off while you're sleeping, you may notice that you sleep a lot better. You may notice that you don't wake up with a headache. You may notice you don't feel nauseous or you don't have tremors or something like that. Your children may sleep better. And everybody's mood may improve. Things like that. And that can really motivate people to take more drastic steps and continue decreasing their EMR exposure. Another question I have for just about everybody is, do you think parents should limit infants and children's EMR exposure? And that suggests that there's a difference in the effects of EMR exposure between adults and children. Children are smaller, and so when they're in a radiated environment, they're actually going to get a more intense exposure from radiation than a larger person. It's just a law of physics. At the same time, children's brains are developing. So do you think that we need limits on children's exposure? Do you think there's a certain age that children should not be allowed to use phones? It's an awkward way of saying it, but at what age do you think children should be allowed to start using a phone? Tell you an interesting story. In Taiwan, anyone who lets a child 2 years old or younger see any kind of screen, that person will be fined the equivalent of $2,000. They're ahead of us in regulation in Taiwan. France has started banning Wi-Fi and cell phones in some of their elementary schools and certainly on playgrounds. They're going for wired internet connection. Why are they doing this? Because of health concerns. So I don't know. What do people think? I'm very curious.
Well, I am too, and our number, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If we get some calls, I'll see them right here on my call screen, right here at the farm, and you'll go on the air right away. Katie, when we come back, I'd like to tell you a little bit. You asked about pregnancy. I'll tell you a little bit about a study in 2006 at Yale University. I posted it on the website.
Okay.
At usaprepares.com. Department of Neurobiology. Katie Singer. We're talking about electromagnetic interference, electromagnetic radiation, and why we tolerate it. We'll be right back. By now you know that usaprepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Katie Singer's with us, and we're talking about whole radio frequencies and electromagnetic radiation. And there's some questions about pregnancy. I posted an article on the website, usaprepares.com, from midwiferytoday.com. And there are questions about ultrasound and the alarming increase in autism. And we've been using ultrasound in obstetrics for easily 50 years. And Yale University did a study in 2006, and it's the Yale University School of Medicine Department of Neurobiology. And what they found was that when they exposed mice, pregnant mice, to ultrasound, the offspring had brain damage consistent with autism. Now, some of us may say, well, mice are small and we're big and we can take it. Well, I submit to you that we ought to be very concerned about these frequencies. So they're all around us. And what I've done personally for our family is look around and see how I can minimize the electromagnetic radiation all around us. Now, if you think about it, there's some very serious, serious locations that I would personally be very concerned with. And, for example, a motel. If I'm in a motel, there is typically a heat pump with a great big compressor right there in what would be the window, or right next to the window, where you have an individual control. There's a bathroom fan, typically, that you can turn on. There's Wi-Fi there. There's television there. There's the guy, if you're sharing a room with another person, that person may have a cell phone. But in all the rooms around you, above and below you, if it's multi floors, there are cell phones all around you. And you're probably, if you're in a motel, you're probably in a location where there's a cell tower really close anyway.
Hi, Vincent. This is all valid, what you're saying. However, you're talking about a motel. Now, somebody might only be in a hotel, like, I would say once a year would be a lot. Let's go to their homes. Don't you think?
Well, here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to draw that connection between what's so different about their home as a motel. And I'm giving the example of an extreme case with a motel. But, you know, if you look at where people live in neighborhoods, you can be pretty darn sure that there's a cell phone in the house next to you, that there's cell phones in your house, that there are electric motors with fans attached to them, there's a heat pump, or you may have a window air conditioner, or you may have a power transformer right outside your window. And in our case, on our farm, the utility company wanted underground power. And we dug the trench and they put the wires in the trench 3 feet, you know, under the ground. But when it finally surfaced, we have a power transformer. And I got it to go 200 feet away from the house, actually over 200 feet. And they were really annoyed with me because I changed the location of where our house was going to be based on where they put the transformer. And they said it was too far. So we had to run heavier cable. And they're kind of not happy with me. But anyway, I was trying very hard to make sure that I kept this thing as far away from me as possible. Ultimately, I'm going to have it disconnected because we're going to go to alternative power. But the point I'm trying to make is, no matter where you go, you're surrounded by this. If you go to a restaurant, if you go to the Olive Garden, you'll see they now have kiosks that they're putting on every table. And these kiosks are wireless communications devices. You can
wireless
pay your bill with them.
Stations?
You can... But for sure, I saw at an Olive Garden kiosks on every table. And these are wireless devices. You can order your food right from your table. You don't have to talk to anybody.
Let me say that people with medical implants and people with children who might be, for example, in a stroller that's metal, people should be wary of getting close to those, especially if you've got a medical implant or a child in a stroller, a metal stroller.
Mm-hmm.
And there will not be warnings posted on the door to the business at hand. So that means we're all now responsible for regulating ourselves. We've all got to take steps for reducing our exposure and possibly not going to certain restaurants, not going to certain hotels. If somebody out there wants to start a hotel chain that does not have Wi-Fi or, that keeps to wired internet access, that doesn't put those digital alarm clocks beside the beds of people, which is where they put their heads while they're sleeping, I think that would be fabulous. But meanwhile, in our own homes, we can start to take reductions. I also wanted to share Kaiser Permanente's recommendations for children. Kaiser suggests no screen time for children under 3 that's any kind of screen, less than 1 hour per day for children 3 through 12, and less than 2 hours per day for teenagers.
Can you say that one more time? No screen time under 3.
Right. Less than 1 hour per day for children 3 through 12, and less than 2 hours per day for teenagers. This comes from Kaiser Permanente. And my question, I think they wrote these guidelines 3 or 4 years ago. The American Academy of Pediatrics has similar guidelines. Mm-hmm. Number one, we're passing out iPads to every child in our school districts, starting sometimes in kindergarten. So how does that just doesn't jive with what physicians are recommending. If we're giving out wireless mobile devices, so what's the parent to do?
The parents are somewhat responsible for this because they are demanding that you will not take that cell phone from my child. I may have an emergency and I want to be able to call my child and let them know about this emergency. It may be something with their grandmother. It may be something at home. And so the parents are demanding that their children have cell phones in the classrooms.
I would say some parents are doing this, and I want to say I think they have the best intentions at hand because they want to be able to reach their children. They are concerned for their children's safety. I think they don't know that, in fact, having a cell phone could be much more dangerous for the child than not having a cell phone. And so here we're in this situation in the whole world. What do? We all want our children safe and healthy, but we're not aware that this new technology that we're so enamored with can actually be hazardous, more hazardous than the protections that, you know, it promises.
Katie, we have Matthew from Texas on with us. Matthew, welcome.
How you guys doing? So my concern is it's kind of like when you try to block EM stuff, it's like going into a war zone and trying to explain the danger of bullets. Personally, it seems more effective to me if we could develop ways of shielding because people in apartments aren't going to be able to move. So if they can do something, like I've heard, aluminum foil actually blocks EM, I don't know.
Matthew, may I respond? It's
Please.
An excellent question. Here's my understanding of shielding that you, okay, so, and you've started to explain. If you cover your walls, say, with aluminum foil, then you would possibly shield yourself from radio frequencies coming in from outside of that room. And then you'd have a safer environment. I know people who have spent as much as $20,000, for example, building walls that would shield them from radio frequencies coming, say, from a cell tower. But then they have to take it down because they weren't aware that there was another cell tower on the other side of the wall and its radiation was beaming into the wall and then ricocheting into their house. So in order to shield, you have to be extremely knowledgeable. You have to monitor the situation constantly with, I would say, extremely sensitive meters. And you have to know somebody who knows how to work those meters, and probably you have to do it about once a week because of all the new deployments that are going on all the time. So I would say, please, Matthew, if you're interested in this, I hope you will continue, you know, you will explore it and find out ways to shield that work because we need people who know that. Meanwhile, the best thing that I'm aware of is to reduce your exposure as much as possible with things like eliminating Wi-Fi while you sleep, watching what you put by your head while you sleep, eliminating cordless decked phones, baby monitors, those kinds of things.
My girlfriend did not understand this really at all, so I was really anal. She used to sleep with her iPhone under her pillow, and it drove me insane. Like, who are you going to talk to when you're sleeping? And all kinds of stuff. Like, Vince has his on and off switch that are hard for the TV or whatever. I do that, too. I just unplug it all every night. You know, use Wi-Fi or anything. Now, I have heard that chicken wire works, but there's another direction I want to go in. What about positive EM waves? Like, there's crystals that people offer up, and they say they have harmonics in them, which generate energy and healing frequencies.
I'll tell you what, that's a question for Dr. Norman Shealy or Dr. Richard Allen Miller. If you go to, I've been to Dr. Shealy's home, I've been to his clinic, and he has been experimenting with crystals for years, and pyramids, and wire pyramids, and positive electromagnetic frequencies. But he's very careful about the amount of energy that's radiated, and very specific frequencies. That's a really good point. Chicken wire, I'm going to have to say, I've got some questions because of really big holes in chicken wire.
Yeah.
Matthew, thanks so much for that.
Thanks, guys.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold Shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Katie Singer is with us, and her book, An Electronic Silent Spring. Her website, electronicsilentspring.com. And you go to amazon.com and you can search on Katie Singer, K-A-T-I-E, Singer, S-I-N-G-E-R. And you'll find her books, and you can purchase them right then and there on amazon.com.
Vincent, yes. I've got a few other things to say before we close this hour. There are some free things that people can do to access the Earth's electromagnetic fields, which are very healing. Walking barefoot on the Earth, that is wonderful. And just even lying down, face down on the Earth is really good. Just, you know, go into the woods as deeply as you can and lie down. That's accessing the Earth's electromagnetic fields, which we all need to survive. And I was also going to say, in relation to Matthew speaking about his girlfriend, it sounds like, you know, she's having a hard time quitting her phone. It's not for me to say that she's addicted. It's only for a person who's got the phone that they don't know how to quit to say that they're addicted. But I'll just say, I think the first step we all need to take is to admit that we've got a problem. And this is really hard to do when it's pretty hard to survive in this society without electronics. We're kind of asking people for sainthood or something, but I still think that is the first step. Once we admit that we've got a problem, then we can start taking steps to reduce our exposure.
Katie, today is the day before Independence Day. And you and I talked about this off air last night. We are really not independent. We are really dependent on the electric utility. We're dependent on the cell phones. We even have contracts with the cell phone companies that bind us to a couple years at a time of their service. And we have made ourselves less independent every day. We are dependent on the school systems. We're dependent on the education that the school systems provide. And we're not challenging it. We're not challenging it. We're not asking the right questions. We're not asking questions at all. Kitty, I wanted to share something with you. I knew a man in Virginia. He was a UPS driver. He would come to our house. He'd come to our farm and deliver packages. And he developed cancer, brain cancer. And I looked in his truck, and there, right behind his head, was an antenna, a high-frequency antenna, literally inches from his head. And when he made a delivery or made a pickup, he would enter it into this tablet. They plugged the tablet into a receiver into his attached to his dashboard, and it would transmit that transaction to wirelessly to the network. He developed brain cancer. My suggestion is, for all of you who have jobs, look around. Look around and see if you've got an antenna right behind your head. And I suggest you ask some experts who you trust if this could cause health problems.
Can I
or
read
ultimately
something?
Kill you?
I'd like to read something from the president of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. We believe that many of our members have been exposed to levels of radio frequency radiation in excess of the FCC limits. Mr. Hill is his name, Edwin D. Hill. And he wrote, this is in a letter to the FCC, when there is a hazard, the hazard creator has a duty to warn others against the hazard. If the FCC and the corporations that manufacture this stuff are not doing that, then we individuals, we the people, are responsible for regulating ourselves. Happy Independence Day, everyone.
Well said. So let's take it upon ourselves to find out about the dangers all around us, whether they be food colors, toxins in the soil, toxins in the air, electromagnetic frequencies, whatever they may be. Let's find out about it. Let's learn more about it. Let's expose it. Katie Singer, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
ElectronicSilentSpring.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.